Episode 1549, Are You a Procrastination Junkie?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new week, and it's time for you to breathe in the fresh air. You are alive. Your heart is pumping. It's Mindset Monday. Are you a procrastination junkie? Well, hopefully not this week, but we're diving in to see if you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you a procrastination junkie? One of those whose actions are to delay or postpone just because you have too much on your plate? You're so busy that taking time to figure it all out even gets in the way. Now, you might be quick to respond, no way, I get things done when they're needed. I don't let people down. I run through any and all messes to accomplish the task at hand. I got this. Nothing holds me back. I'm not a procrastination junkie. Yeah, that's what I thought too. But stick with me here, as there's so much more I want to share with you. Let me ask you this. How busy are you? Well, I'm extremely busy. I'm lucky if I get a shower or even go to the bathroom. I'm running from one thing to the next. So how do you prioritize your day? Well, I don't know. I don't really think about it. I get done what needs to be done or whatever is due that day. Well, is there any room for working on projects in the future? Let's say a week or so out. Haven't even really thought about it. I get done what the kids need me to do. I try and I do the same for my husband and of course my boss, even if it's me. Well, do you get everything done always? Well, if I'm being honest, probably not. What doesn't get done? Stuff that can't wait another day. Stuff that, I don't know. You see, procrastination trims down the excess of our day. We don't have to focus on all the stuff. We just focus on putting out all the fires. When that's done, we feel alive. We save the day. We become our own hero. Yes! Some people would even comment, well, I didn't think you would get it all done, but you did. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you do it. I wish I could do all that you do. My life would be so much easier. That strokes your ego. Yeah, I did do it. Procrastination is a way to organize your already stressful day. Mel Robbins says this, procrastination is a form of stress relief. Chew on that for a minute. Think about it. Procrastination is a form of stress relief. When you don't have to figure out things, there's less to worry about. And you already are so busy. You are running from one thing to the next that just sitting down and figuring out your schedule just really crams your day even more. Whether it's right or wrong in the methodology doesn't matter, but it's a way where you don't have to make room to organize your day. You don't have to stress about anything. It comes pre-sorted, predetermined. You don't waste your time figuring out what really needs to be done. You just suit up. You hold your breath and hope for the best. And if you think about it, it's a creative way to organize your day. You are productive. So for a moment, you feel really good. You accomplished something. You did it. Some may look at you in complete awe. Others won't get it. They'll think you're crazy. But what matters, you got it done. However, what was left behind in the process? Who was forgotten? What's important to realize is that God didn't create you to be a first responder, a fireman in your own life all the time. When you're constantly putting out fires, you miss the little details because the flames are what have your attention. Mistakes can be made along the way too, right? Our bodies weren't designed to fight all the time. Procrastination puts you in battle with your values and priorities. You might be getting everything done by the due date set by others, like your spouse, your boss, your company, your children. But this methodology of organization and productivity buries what matters. Procrastination buries you in the rubble. You can't live out every day putting out fires. Your mind needs time to rejuvenate itself, rid itself of the excess demands. Your body, it needs time to detox from a toxic world. And your spirit needs restoration, or the weariness will overwhelm you. You think exhaustion is setting in all the time? What's going to if you keep living in this manner? The battle may appear successful, but the residual effects are greater for the one fighting all the time. Failed relationships, dreams crushed, hope diminished, unhealthy lifestyle. Exhaustion is the new normal. So let me ask you again, are you a procrastination junkie? Well, believe it or not, most of us are. We don't realize it because we're too busy putting out the fire, saving the day because only we can. My sweet friend, you were not created to be the savior of your day. You were not created to put the world first and leave yourself behind. You were created on purpose for a purpose. So how do you break this crazy organizational and productivity methodology of procrastination? What seems to be working, but it's actually killing you slowly. It's ruining your life. You're not getting done what really needs to be done and what really matters. Well, you have to choose to impact based on your values. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose to impact based on your values. Now, I believe that when we procrastinate, we are superimposing the values of others into our day. It's like they're the ventriloquist and we are the puppet. And you wonder why you feel less than? Feeling like what you want doesn't matter? It's because you have given permission to those you think you are serving and loving to walk all over you with their goals and their values. So what does it look like to choose to impact based on your values? Number one, you have to determine your values. What do you value in life? What matters to you? Not to your husband, not to your children, not to your cute puppy dog that looks at you with these big brown eyes. No. Determine your values. What matters? Because what matters to you matters in your life. Now, I know when I was a little bit younger, not by much, but people would say, well, what do you value? And I'm like, I hate that question. Because then you're thinking, well, what are values? And some of us get stuck there and we don't go any further. So today, I want to erase that thought for you. If you will text impact values to the number 44222, you can receive the download of over 200 values. It'll give you a chance to look at things and say, oh my gosh, yeah, I value this. Or no, I never thought maybe I value this. I didn't really think of that as a value. There's no right or wrong when it comes to your values. Understand that. But you have to start somewhere. There is a jumping off point. If you don't have the starting line, you're never going to be able to get to the finish line. So if you want to impact based on your values, you have to determine those values. So go download that particular value list. It's a core list. Text impact values, all one word, to the number 44222. All right, so once when you determine your values, you're like, okay, I got this. And you can even write them. On the last page, there's a blank area there where you can fill in the blanks. And when you do that, you may just want to print that last page. You may not need to print all the other pretty pages. They're just there. If you want to, print them off. But there's a lot of pages. But it's just a good way to jog yourself and say, what really matters here? You can do this when you're sitting in the car line. Just pay attention, though, because you don't want to hurt anybody, right? So think about safety first. But look through those. What is it that matters? Once when you have those values, it's number two. You got to set boundaries that complement those values. know this might change in different seasons of your life. So you might need to revisit these values often. If you're single, you don't have a care in the world. Okay, I know you have a care in the world, but you know what I mean. And if you've been married forever, think back to what it was like to be single. You probably can't think back that far. But when you didn't have all the tag-alongs and everything on top of you, you just felt like the world was out there and you could do absolutely anything. And now you feel maybe like you're, oh my gosh, I'm too closed in. I can't do what I feel like I want to do. You're not even claustrophobic, but it feels that way. So you have to set boundaries that are going to complement your values. And again, as you go through seasons in life, these values may change a little bit. The underlining reason for what you do isn't going necessarily to change. Your integrity will still be there, but how you handle it and how you superimpose that within your own schedule may look a little different. So once when you have those boundaries set, then you have to formulate some no responses. That's number three. Formulate no responses that support your values. It's not your job to carry the guilt of others when you tell them no. But we do it. And I've done it so many times. And even sometimes now it's like, oh man, I really want to say yes, but I really, really need to say no. So you need to come up with some no responses that are going to support your values. It's not based on your schedule. It's not based on whether or not you want to support their cause, whether or not you have time in your schedule. It's looking at your season of life and going, okay, this is where I'm at. If this doesn't support where I'm headed, then the answer is no. Now, you don't have to sit there and give them a whole long two or three paragraphs of saying, now, Sue, I would love to come spend some time with you. But you see, my value when it comes to integrity just doesn't match up with what you're asking me to do. Okay, we don't need to go into all of that malarkey. They don't want to know that, but you need to know that why in your heart, because that puts you what? At ease. It puts you at rest. It lessens anxiety. It makes it okay to say no. And you got to be strong about that. So formulate no responses that support your values in the season that you're in. Remember, it's your job to protect and to keep your values alive. You matter. This is your life. And finally, number four, you need to then look at your week and your days. And you want to schedule your week and days to impact based on your values. If you're constantly putting out all the fires, you won't be able to live your dreams with your values. You'll be living everyone else's. And at times, it will seem easier because you don't have to think. There's less stress. You already have too much to do. But then what happens is you are letting down the ones you love most. You've got to schedule your week and your days based on your values. That's something that I have had to work very, very hard on. Do I get it right all the time? No, I do not. There are times my husband will look at me and go, are you going to spend any time with me? And I'm like, oh, guilty as charged. Me spending time with my husband, having that quality time together, especially in the evening, is something very important to him, which means that matters to me. And so I really do my best to schedule my day accordingly. So I don't have a lot happening in the evenings. Or if I do, it works with his desires and mine, and they meet together. Now, sometimes it doesn't always work that way, right? You have to go to a school meeting. You go out to, you know, an evening affair because you've got a community commitment. You're going to have those sporadic events. But I'm talking about how it impacts you and your family, those who matter most to you on a daily basis. That's what you're looking at. Choose to impact the world you touch with the values you desire. You are not the savior of the world. God did not create you to take care of everybody else, yet you do it. And some days, it's okay to do it, but every day, that becomes a problem. Are you a procrastination junkie? Do you feel like you need to have all the right answers all the time? You need to go out and take care of everybody? Because when you're living a life that way, you're putting other things off. And most of the time, it's what matters most. I know I lived that life for a very long time. And my procrastination wasn't anything bad. I just had my plates way too full. Have you ever seen the circus where they have the clowns and they would have them balance all these plates high, high, high above their head? That's what my life was like forever. I would have all these plates, and it wasn't just one line, it was two or three. There were times that I had both my hands filled with plates, and then I was standing on one leg balancing plates on my other leg. But then things would happen. I would get sick. My husband would get mad at me. Something would disrupt the fluidity of me holding all these plates, balancing it in the world. And they'd all come crashing down on me. Oh, but wait. Did I learn? Oh, no. I would just slowly rebuild, put one plate back on top of the other. Oh, got one hand done. Okay, I can get the other one going. Oh, wait, we got to add that extra foot in. I'm balancing. I got this. Sound all too familiar? Are you a procrastination junkie? Choose to impact the world you touch with the values you desire. Your worth is not wrapped up in living out everyone else's values. Listen to that. Your worth is not wrapped up in living out everyone else's values. Yes, you can do your part, but that doesn't mean you're the first responder always. How would you feel if what you accomplished in your day had value to you personally? Because if you were seriously to think about what you do in your day, how much of it is adding to what you value? Well, first you have to know what you value. So go download that list, Impact Values, text that to the number 44222. Once when you look at that, then I want you to see what you've been doing the last week to 2 weeks. Just think about it and go, okay, how much of it really supports my values? I would care to guess that 75% does not match your values. And most of what you do, the only value that it's being supported is because you believe that it is supporting whomever you're serving. So whether it's your child, your husband, your boss, your church. But the rest, not so great. So how would you feel if what you accomplished in your day had value to you personally? Maybe you'd feel less exhausted and more engaged. Maybe you would appreciate the little things instead of only getting through the big things. Maybe you would understand how serving your values matters and would see the ripple effect of your efforts more. Procrastination is not a productivity and organizational tool. It's honestly a way to strip you of your values, letting others decide what matters. If you're tired of riding that roller coaster and you're like, I am ready to get off, I really need to set some boundaries. I need to figure out what I want in my life. You're standing on the edge, but you don't know where to go from here. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's have a conversation. You don't need to live on the edge all the time. It's time to step back. Let's really look at where you are and where you want to go, where you're headed. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Are you a procrastination junkie? When we hear that word, no one wants to admit to it. We all want to run for the hills. And I really didn't think I was either. I was one who would agree that, oh, you know what? I just work well under pressure. I do really good at it. And so I felt like if I was balancing all these plates on my hands and my legs, that I could hold the world in my hands and I could do it all. But I'm here to tell you that many things and what mattered most to me suffered. And it took years to climb out of the mess that I made. When you're looking at how you're walking through your days, how you schedule it out, your productivity, where your mindset is, how you determine to do one thing versus another thing, it's got to start with how you're going to impact the world by the values that you choose. Don't put off today what's important to your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.